As followers of Jesus Christ, we strive to follow His example, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and advocating for the poor and marginalized. Jesus also gave us an example of how to take care of our mind, body, and spirit. He took long walks with friends. He immersed himself in scripture and prayer. And when things got too hectic, he withdrew to a quiet place and cared for his soul. The Prayers of Selah podcasts are 7 days of care for your mind, body, and spirit. The word Selah appears frequently in the Psalms, and opinions differ as to its meaning. Many agree it is a signal, a reminder to pause and reflect. In each of these 7 podcasts, we'll share a portion of a psalm, then provide a short meditation with invitations for you to ponder silently on questions we highlight. Not surprisingly, we will include quiet times for you to reflect on what you've heard. Coincidentally, when the word Selah is translated from Arabic, the English word that's used is connection, a word very familiar to United Methodists. We hope in each of these podcasts you will find connection to God, to your soul, and to the blessings God's love has brought into your life.
Our scripture today comes from Psalm 61, verses 1 through 4. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you are my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me abide in your tent forever. Find refuge under the shelter of your wings. Pause and ponder these words. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. You probably know who they're talking about. Not a bird, not a plane, but Superman. From the TV series of the 1950s and in syndication for years, a generation was introduced to what was not just a comic book creation, but a cultural icon representing what an audience of American children were to aspire to: truth, justice, and the American way. And one more quality: strength. Superman was strong. Strength is good, and weakness is bad. This is the ethos in which many of us were raised. We learned that we are to show our strengths and hide our weaknesses. This is not a biblical understanding of how God sees us. It seems clear that we were created so that we might look to others for strengths that we do not possess. A central character of the Old Testament, Moses, had a speech impediment that didn't dissuade God from choosing him to lead the Israelites out of enslavement in Egypt. God partnered Moses with his brother Aaron, who did the talking. The psalmist writes, "Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you. When my heart is faint, lead me to a rock that is higher than I." Here is the question, in the style of Selah, to pause and ponder. What is the weakness that you've been hiding? And a second question to ponder. How might acknowledging that weakness and giving it over to God help you live more fully into your gifts? Growing up, I had a close relationship with my pastor, whose 18 years at our church corresponded to my experiences of church as a child, a youth, and a young adult. He was one of the most smartest, most spiritual, and most articulate people I knew, and he still is to this day. I might have aspired to be a pastor, but my pastor has set the bar very high. As a child, I went through speech therapy to overcome a lisp. In my teen years, I was sent back to speech therapy to work on slowing down the speed of my speech and my annoying tendency to say, you know, abundantly when speaking. I loved drama and singing, where lines were memorized and not extemporaneous. I never really considered being a pastor because I knew I could not be as articulate as the pastor who defined pastor in my mind. Yet, God had other plans. The day I received my call to ministry and tried to push back against it, I heard these words from God with my mind and my heart. Give your weaknesses up to me. Through seminary professors and senior pastors who were patient and encouraging, I learned techniques for speaking and preaching in worship. With God's help, I served 3 churches, the last being a successful church plant. And I have spent the rest of my ministry in conference and agency positions that have allowed me to teach and speak on stewardship and generosity to large and small groups all around the world. None of it would have happened if I hadn't owned my weaknesses and given it up to God. Did God provide a miracle to remove my weakness? Maybe by delivering it to me through other faithful servants who offered me their strength, their love, and their patience. What is the weakness you've been hiding from others? What might happen in your life if you were to give it over to God? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Holy God, we offer you the weakness we have been hiding for too long. Mighty God, we want to receive the strength and steadfastness you gladly offer. Merciful God, may we humbly accept the strengths of others, allowing them to share the weaknesses they have been hiding. We boldly pray in Christ's name. We are weak, but he is strong. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this Prayers of Selah podcast and that it's offered you some time to care for your mind, body, and spirit. You're encouraged to continue reflecting on the blessing of a life connected to a God who is available to us in both the mountaintops and the valleys of our lives. We're grateful to be a part of a connected church and for the way you and your congregation are so generous in your giving and caring for others. We United Methodists make a great impact on our local communities, and together, we touch the lives of people we may never meet in places we may never visit. We do this because we know we are people who have been blessed to be a blessing to others.